Hey, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. Hopefully, you can hear me. I'm going for my nightly walk. I walk pretty much every night. Unless, you know, the weather down here in Utah gets pretty bad. This is bad, pretty bad this week, so I'm talking via my Bluetooth, so hopefully you can hear me. This is about Ozempic. I'm going to start with a rollout rant. I haven't done one of those in a while, which is about your mental health. Very important. Very important. Very important. When I first started being a creator, I was all about fitness. Testosterone pumping, all about fitness. Charisse was very educated on nutrition, so it was all about nutrition and fitness. That's all we were, period. That's what we thought was the key. We're very knowledgeable about our lives. We're very knowledgeable about bariatric surgery, knowledgeable about fitness, knowledgeable about nutrition. So when we talk about these subjects, you know, there's subjects that we can back up with, you know, educated, certifications. She's now in school for science in psychology, which is very important because that's one thing that we ignore. So, as I'm going through my journey, right, my journey hasn't been perfect by any means. I talk about it a lot. I'm very open with my surgery and my journey and how it's not perfect. I call myself bariatric badass because I'm badass enough to be able to open up and talk about myself. To be able to, you know, have the fortitude to come out and say, hey, I'm not perfect. That's what makes me a badass, is I'm transparent to my followers and to my listeners, my subscribers. Everybody's a badass in their own terms, right? Be a badass and have the courage to reach out to somebody if you're suffering, okay? The last thing that you want to do, and I'm telling you this because I personally have experienced this myself, about suicidal ideology. There's tendencies and then there's ideology. Okay? Tendencies, of course, is I can't get down with the real description. Probably talk to Charisse about this instead, but ideology is thinking about the idea of what it would be like if you were gone. It was very adamant about the importance of me being more valued as not being here than I was being here, because I felt like it was a problem. If I would have had any type of mental health education, seen a therapist, a couple times at least, then maybe I would have known, you know, why I was in this community in the first place and would have cut myself so much slack by just getting that info. Instead, no, I was straightforward fitness and nutrition. While we were getting in good shape, Derek was still struggling with his mental health, okay? So, I wasn't perfect, and so my mental health problems caught up to me, which took me away from fitness, which made my nutrition poor, which pushed me and put me in a bad place. Thankfully, now I've been seeing therapy. I've been seeing a therapist, I've been getting therapy, I've been getting family therapy, and things are better than they have been. They're not perfect, but they're better than they have been. That's my rollout rant. Look, let's talk about Ozempic real quick. This is going to be quick because I'm getting ready. I'm approaching a busy street. Look, if you are somebody who's on Ozempic or you're curious about Ozempic, I want you to take one thing into consideration. Okay? The science behind, while yes, is so fucking popular and so many people are like so happy with it. People are getting addicted to this shit. Getting addicted to anything. Taking any, like I've always said this all along. Anything that you take in excess will always, always have like a negative response. In fitness, negative response. Great example. Getting hurt in the gym. Having the gym daycare raise our kids. Being away from the house, not taking care of the house, not cleaning the house. Therapy, the only thing, I made a post today saying that it's okay to be addicted to therapy, but with that, there's money, you know? There's money that's going to be coming out of your pocket to be, you know, getting into therapy, but I think it's important that people at some point have, if they feel or they're bad enough, they will continue to need to take therapy, and I think that's probably a good idea, so it's okay, but again, it's going to come out of your pocket. With bariatric surgery, you have one thing to, there's one thing that you, a lot of people don't understand, that are looking from the outside in, that there is a ridiculous hidden science that nobody talks about. Nobody talks about it. Well, some people talk about it, but a lot of people pre-surgery, nobody really talks about the mental health aspects as to, hey, I'm your bariatric surgeon. It's important that you seek a therapist so you can find out why you're getting the surgery in the first place, why you gained your weight in the first place, so you don't end up back at square one where you started and have to have a revision. There was no surgeon that said that. When I had my RNY surgery, he just said, pick which surgery you want and we'll go with it. Because, you know, I had double insurance and I had the copay and I was good. So, okay. That's one problem with bariatric surgery. So Ozempic has the same problem. You can get Ozempic and you continue to buy Ozempic, but with that being said, eventually you're going to run out. They're probably going to take the drug off the market. Something's going to happen. It's going to be upgraded. It's going to be downgraded. It's not going to be around forever. Even if it is, if you were to continuously take this medication, the science behind how it makes you lose weight would blow your mind. If you look at the bigger picture of Ozempic, which I would have to get Charisse involved to talk about this, but it would blow your mind. It would really blow your mind what it does to help you drop your numbers. One thing you got to remember when it comes to weighing less, it's about fat loss, not weight loss. You can lose weight, but what you want to do is lose fat. You need to have some fat in your body, but if you want to drop numbers, it's important that you lose fat and not lose weight. It's more healthy, and it's more long-term wise, it's more effective. So with that being said, if you're on Ozempic, I get it. You're happy, you're feeling good, whatever. You know, a lot of people out there supporting it. There's celebrities out there that are on Ozempic that have lost a ridiculous amount of weight that talk about it and say that they're using it. You know, go to my link in my bio, blah, 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 blah. But they don't talk about what's going on behind the scenes, right? Okay, so why did I overeat in the first place? Why did I gain weight in the first place? They don't talk about that shit. They never talk about it, ever. They're not willing to come out, not a lot of people are willing to come out of their shells and say, hey, I had a poor childhood. I was teased as a kid. I had mental health issues because, my family's deserted me, or I had mental health issues because I have poor coping skills, or I had mental health issues because, I've had a few failed marriages. Whatever your problems are, they need to be talked about. If you have poor coping skills, you need to learn new coping skills. And I know it's hard. I know it's something that looks like, hey, you got to put a lot of work into it. But you won't be great at anything if you don't put work into something. Example, your job, where you work. If you're not efficient at where you work, you don't become great. And when I say great, that means you don't become productive, which means you don't. You stay in good graces with your manager. So it's important that you really learn about yourself. And if you're pre-surgery, even if you're 20 years off, post-op, take a minute and learn about yourself. I'm now almost 11 years post-op. I'm about 10 and a half years post-op right now. And I'm barely starting to learn about myself. I'm barely starting to learn about, why I'm here, why I was put into this place, why I have transfer addictions, why this, why that, why I had ideology, why I had just unbelievable depression, like debilitating depression. I swear to God, if it wasn't for Cherie switching her majors, because her major in her first major was, where was it? I can't remember, but it was fitness, playing something. I can't remember exactly what her first major was, but at one point we looked at each other and we were talking about mental health. And we did, in that moment, it's kind of like when you fall in love with somebody. You look at each other and all of a sudden that light goes off. And you fall in love with each other. With me and Cherise, that happened, 13 years ago, 12 years ago. But with her, her education and her going to school, she changed her major to psychology. Best thing she could have ever done. It's changed my life, personally. It's changed my life. So, again, please, if you trust in what I say, if you, even the slightest bit are intrigued by the idea of learning about yourself, finding out why you tick, right? A lot of these things can be brought to the table in first one, two, or three visits to your therapist. I'm not ready to discuss mine, but when I do, it's going to connect all the dots. I'm excited. So, again, I love you guys very much. Subscribe to the podcast if you will. BarryAtchetBadass.com is not up right now. Got a lot going on in our lives right now. Cherise has surgery tomorrow. Surprise surgery tomorrow on her shoulder. So, you got to prepare for that. Go to Facebook.com/TheBarryAtchet and follow us on that page. Barry Atchett Badass and all other platforms. Love you guys very much. Take care of yourself. Definitely take care of each other.